The Tur brings down in Siman Tav Chaf Chet, when it comes to establishing the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, there are certain days that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on, based on the way the Hakamim established our calendar. Rosh Hashanah, first day we're talking, cannot fall out on a Sunday, cannot fall out on a Wednesday, and cannot fall out on a Friday. The way we remember that is Lo Adu Rosh. Adu is Aleph, Dalet, Vav. That's a siman. Lo Adu Rosh. The question is why? Well, if Rosh Hashanah would fall out on a Sunday, which is Aleph, that means Rosh Hashanah Rabbah would fall out on Shabbat. And if Rosh Hashanah Rabbah falls out on Shabbat, we cannot do the Mitzvah Arabah. And since the Mitzvah Arabah is very precious, the Achamim did not want to negate it, so they made sure that Rosh Hashanah will not come out on a Sunday. If Rosh Hashanah would come out on a Wednesday, so then Yom Kippur would be on a Friday. So what's the matter with Yom Kippur being on a Friday? Problem is, Yom Kippur would go right into Shabbat. So you'd have 2 days that it would be forbidden to do work from the Torah. Okay, so what? The problem is, God forbid, if somebody would die, Chas v'Shalom, so they wouldn't be able to bury him until Sunday. And therefore they were concerned that, God forbid, the bodies would decompose, Chas v'Shalom. And therefore for Kavod HaMet, because you cannot bury on Kippur, and you cannot bury on Shabbat, so you'd have to push it off till Sunday. So the Chachamim were concerned about the Kavod HaMet, so they made sure that Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on a Wednesday, so Kippur will not come out on a Friday. Similarly, Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on a Friday, because if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Friday, Kippur will be on a Sunday. It's the same point. You'll have 2 days in a row, Shabbat and Sunday, that are asur to do work with the Uraita, and the dead would not be buried until Monday, and there would be, Chas v'Shalom, a lack of respect for the Met would decompose. That's the main reason why the Achamim established Rosh Hashanah on the days that they did. Now we have a special year this year. This week, Be'azat Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, that's Haba Alin L'Tovah, this is Tavshin Ayin Dalet we're going into. This year we read Nitzavim Vayelech together. We have a double parasha. Sometimes Nitzavim is separate. What's the rule? If you're a Misadir and you want to know exactly how to formulate a rule, when is Nitzavim Vayelech together and when is Nitzavim separate? So actually the Shulchan Aruch gives us a remez in order to remember. And the remez goes like this. Bag HaMelech Pat VaYelech. Bag is Bet Gimel. Bet is Monday and Gimel is Tuesday. So the rule is Bag HaMelech, if the Melech was Rosh Hashanah is the Melech, HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh, Bag HaMelech, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Monday and on a Tuesday, Pat Vayelech. Pat means Patot Oto Pitim. You split it, you separate it. So this year, Rosh Hashanah does not come out on a Monday, and it does not come out on a Tuesday. Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday. So therefore, since it comes out on a Thursday, then automatically they're going to be Mechubarim. And it's for a simple reason. You have to read Nitzavim before. We have to read Kitavo always before Rosh Hashanah. That we learned already because we want the Kelalot of Kitavo to be on last year's account. So that's the Kle Shana veKelaloteha. Since next week already is Shabbat Shuvah, so therefore we need to read Nitzavim Vayelech this Shabbat. Next Shabbat will be Ha'azinu. And then already we have one more to go, Zot HaBerachah, which we'll read on Simchat Torah. However, when there's a Shabbat in between, so then we're able to afford to read Nitzavim 1 week, and then Vayelech the other week, which would be Shabbat Vayelech, as we call it. And then you'd have already, Hazina would be Shuva, and so on and so forth. So it all depends on the calendar. Again, Bag HaMelech Pat Vayelech. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Bag, Pat means split Vayelech. So this year again, it explains to us the dates that Rosh Hashanah can fall out on, and it also explains to us the concept of the Perashot that are Mechubarim.